Blog Talk Radio.
Georgia Live. Joe, you're alive. Joe, you're live. Yes, you're live, Joe.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Joe Dirt. You are tuned in to Dirty World on Blackout Radio. Today I'm interviewing Maybach Antonio of MIC. I got Michael Ray. I got Rex. And I got that boy, Reed Young. We're going to start off with that boy, Cholo Baca. And that boy, Maybach. Maybach got something special for y'all today. He got a little release. You know, he was holding on to it, but he decided he going to let me drop it on y'all today. Go ahead and get that call from that 806-400.
The only one that's on the line right now is Michael Ray from the list and Reed Young.
Okay, let's go ahead with Michael Ray.
All right.
Mike.
Michael Ray, you live?
I'm right here,
Michael
buddy.
Ray.
Can you hear me, Joe?
Yeah, Mike, how's it going?
Doing all right, man. How you doing?
I'm all right. Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Michael Ray Robinson, and I'm a country artist from Big Spring, Texas. And got a single out called Mama Used to Sing. And anyways, I started singing in the church real young and grew up with music my whole life. Ended up getting into the church again and becoming a minister, and then started singing country music again.
Awesome, awesome. So what makes you continue your career in the music industry? What pushes you towards just continuing and not giving up?
Well, I've been married now for 24 years, and my wife is kind of a driving force in that a lot of times. And, you know, it's just a love of the music and, you know, doing live shows and interacting with an audience and being able to get out there and meet people and just play music. I mean, it's just the main thing that keeps you going. A lot of times there's not a lot of money involved in it, but you know, you keep the art going and keep the music going.
Awesome. Absolutely. Absolutely. So let me ask you, what inspired your song, Mama Used to Sing?
Well, I wrote it back in 2001. I was asleep, and about 4 o'clock in the morning, I hear this voice waking me up of George Jones singing the chorus to the song, Mama Used to Sing, the Old Lamp Lighter. When I was a kid, if we were sick or to put us to sleep, my mother would sing the Browns' Old Lamp Lighter. It's an old, really old country song written by the Browns and performed by the Browns. And it's a song that is really near and dear to my heart. And so I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning by this voice, and I get up and write down the chorus. And next day I ended up writing the rest of the song. And I actually never played it for a lot of years, because the song is basically about losing your mother, and I kind of felt weird about singing it to her. So I finally changed the second part of the song and made it where it wasn't so dramatic and sang it for her. And anyway, she ended up getting lung cancer, but she managed to beat that. They removed part of her lung and she beat that. But she finally developed pancreatic cancer, and while she was sick, I kept trying to get down there and record it. Never could get to one to work with a particular producer in Nashville. And I kept trying, couldn't get down there. And finally, when she was passing away, I was there with her. And she basically spent the last 7 minutes of her life begging me to go down there and record the song. So I finally got an opportunity to do so in June of 2015. And we went down there and got the song recorded, and it's been received pretty well by most people, and got a lot of radio play, and I sure appreciate you playing it for me, man. That's it means a lot to me.
Oh man, no problem. You know I've been rocking with you for the longest. Hey Maybach, I see you joined us. Michael, basically, we're gonna let some callers give you a couple of questions. We're gonna let the callers, you know, call in and talk to you. We got some callers online, Black Terry.
Yep, I got 810-835.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
All right. How about yourself? You got a question for Michael, brother? Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah. This is Kylito 810 from Flint, Michigan. I'm also an artist.
Yeah.
So I was just calling. Huh?
Go ahead.
I was hearing you tell the story about your mom and everything, and about, you know, how that we got to do the song. So is that the whole, what else in life inspires you? You know, is just like that's what inspires you for your music, everything that happens to you in your life, or do you do like, you know, do you talk about like maybe world problems or anything? I was trying to, you know, so I'm going to listen to your music later on tonight. So I was trying to see what I was going to be, you know, in for.
Yeah, absolutely. That's well, and if you go to my Reverb Nation account, there's you'll find acoustic Christian music, gospel music, and yeah, world events. That's a big thing that inspires my music, and you know, just about anything that most of it is observational. It's you know, life events, world events. That's all right about just. I've got a song called Hard Life. And that song is about, you know, trying to struggle and make it, and there's the second verse has to do with a lot of the hatred that we're experiencing right now in America, you know, and all the people that are suffering and struggling. It's right. But yeah, I'm inspired by a lot of that.
Well, that's great because I'm an artist, so I'm inspired by that too. So it's great to talk to another artist of another genre that is in the fight for, you know, for America. You know, we're trying to tell stories and things and report, you know, because all music is the same to me. You know, good lyrics
Absolutely.
Are good lyrics, whether it's country, whether it's rock and roll. I listen to all of it, you know. So,
Absolutely.
You know, I just. So, yeah, definitely. So, yeah, that was my question. And, you know, I listen to your music, man, and I just, you know, just like, you know, I salute you and, you know, you keep going and make sure, you know, you express yourself the way that, you know, is best for you because I feel like music is my therapy. So I'm sure it's, you know, if you told a story,
yeah.
I got stories the same way I got songs came about from tragedies, too, and it allowed me to not only revisit the tragedy, but kind of move on from it and understand it by listening to it, you know?
Exactly.
So, right. So, yep. So, hats off to you, and you guys have a good night, and thank you for giving me your time.
I appreciate
the
question. Nice talking to you.
Well, hold on before you go. Let the people know where they can find you at.
You can find me at, my name is Kylito 810. You can find me at im810.com. That's im810.com. Or you can get me at Instagram at Kylito810, Twitter at Kylito810, Kylito810 on Facebook. And I got an album out called Born Identity. It's in all net stores. I got a new album coming out in 3 to 4 weeks called Born Ultimatum. Pick it up. It's all on im810.com.
Alrighty. I appreciate you tuning
awesome.
In, brother. I appreciate you calling.
All right. No problem, man. I appreciate you having me.
No doubt. We got time for one more caller. Let's get one more caller.
All right, I got 413-727.
413
live. Ann Jules in the house, calling from Western Massachusetts. How's it going, everybody?
Wow, East Coast.
How are you doing today, Jules?
Good. Shout out Blackout Radio. Shout out Black Tear. And who am I speaking to right now? Forgive me.
Michael Robinson.
It's been a long day. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Thank
you.
Thank you for having me on your show. I've been listening to your show.
Oh, that's Joe Dirt's show.
Yeah, and you can count on me calling in every week. You know, every time you got it, I'm going to show my support for my Blackout Radio family.
Definitely. Appreciate you calling. You got a question for Michael?
Yeah, Michael. I ask this about a lot. I'm a singer-songwriter on 2 Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes, and I'm a model on Untouchable magazine. And
wow.
I get really inspired. Thank you. I get really inspired by other artists and other people that come and approach me and say, hey, you know, I've been making my art with your artwork. And to me, that it makes me so happy, and I feel like a great success when I can inspire others. And can you share any moments in your life where you felt like you were on top of the world, happiest, you know, like most successful, like pinch me, this is happening in my music career, because, you know, I'm sure you've been grinding. And
yeah,
I didn't know
actually,
if there was like moments you could share.
Sure. Yeah. actually, I would say that the opportunity to go down and record the song that Joe's going to play tonight, I think that's where I really felt most. That's probably my most pinch me kind of moment, you know, because there you are. We recorded at Sony Studios in Nashville, and just getting to be there and you know, musicians like the guy playing piano on the song is Bill Cuomo, and
nice.
Bill Cuomo is a singer-songwriter that wrote for Journey back in the day.
Oh,
and,
cool, man.
Yeah, man, and getting to meet him, and then the guy playing steel guitar on the track is Pat Seavers, and he is the house steel guitar player for the Grand Ole Opry. And, you know, growing up...
Yeah, that name rings a bell. Wow.
Yeah, and growing up, you know, listening to that kind of stuff, and Pat has played... He's played with, you know, George Jones and Tammy Wynette. He's played with a lot of the legends that I grew up that were, you know, they're really big inspirations to me and influences in my music. And so getting to work with him, getting to hear him play that steel on my track, and you know, he really made it cry. The producer even told him, you know, make that guitar as whiny as you can because it's, an emotional song. And so, you know, getting to walk in the steps there on Broadway, the Ernest Tubb Record Store, all the iconic sites there in Nashville, and walking in the footsteps of the troubadours that came before me, you know, I mean, it's just, it was a really amazing time.
Thank you so much for that. And that's inspiring. And I totally relate to that, you know, and I can, you know, I'll continue to watch you on your pathway. And I used to live in Indiana, so I used to hear all the country music coming out of there, and had friends that were trying to get me to go to Nashville to do that same thing like you're doing, because I got that crossover voice. But I wish you much success and prosperity in your pathway.
You too. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. Now, we're going to go ahead and get to Michael's song. This is Mama Used to Sing.
All right.
That I should. And Mama always said one day we'd all be led down that golden path to heaven. Lord, I pray she never Mama used to sing.
All right, all right. That was Mama Used to Love Me by Michael Ray. Next, we got that boy Maybach and Cholo Baca MIC.
Y'all so, you ready to bring them on?
Yeah.
Hey, big shout out for having us on. You already know, repping Amarillo, Texas at 806 MIC Music. Hey, big shout out to Joe Dirt. We're getting dirty over here. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is, man. Big, big shout out to you, bro.
Blackout Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? Much love for having us, man.
Already, no doubt, no doubt. Now go ahead and tell the people about yourself.
All right, man. You know what I'm saying? We're MIC Music. You know what I'm saying? It stands for Max and Sales. We've been doing this for quite a while. I mean, we just started off in about 2004, just freestyling, just having fun with it. We went go back all the way from karaoke, recording off a karaoke machine, man, you know what I'm saying? And we just elevated further and further throughout the years. We've been doing it for a long time. And, you know, we just been staying on our grind, just trying to stay on a mission just to make some good music and put some good stuff, some good material out there. And we got a lot of good things and making a lot of projects going down. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all stay out and y'all stay on the lookout for that.
Yeah, hell yeah. This Cholo right here, you know what I'm saying? But we throw in Amarillo, Texas, we throw at least 2 to 3 concerts once a month, you know what I'm saying, or every month. Y'all come out. It's all free. We showcase a lot of talent. We give prizes away. We get y'all a lot of exposure out here. And once again, it's all free. We do it for the city, but not just for our city. We do it for the hungry artists that are putting in work, like yourselves that are on this show. You know what I'm saying? Ask Joe Dirt. You know, he'll give us, you know, good referrals to y'all. So we're going to be linking up with everybody on this show to do some type of shows with y'all in the future, you know, if y'all were down to come to Amarillo for some shows.
Already, callers, hold on 1 second. So what inspired y'all to keep on with your music career?
Man, we had maybe around 2010, you know, we did some things, you know, really ain't proud of, was too busy in the streets, wasn't really focused on music, and something happened, and, you know, I can't put it into details as of right now, but something major happened, you know, and it turned our life around to doing just straight music and keeping all that stuff away from the streets and everything, because, you know, it's easy to get wrapped up in the streets. It's real easy to get swallowed up by the streets. So, you know what I'm saying, once in 2010, once that case got hit and everything, it made us realize a lot of things and grind harder and for what we believe in and have that passion and more motivation to do this music.
Okay, already. Well, what? I know you didn't write this song, but do you know what encouraged Maybach to write this song I'm gonna play tonight?
What's up, man? My bad.
I said, do you know what encouraged Maybach to write the song I'm gonna play tonight?
Oh yeah, what encouraged me to write this, man? You know what I'm saying? It was just a pleasure to work with Yo Gotti. You know, I've been a fan of Yo Gotti for a long time. He's been putting out some real good street music for a while. And what really motivated me, man, to do this was a lot of the new rap era, right, like right now, is all like the same. To me, it all sounds the same, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect to anybody, you know what I'm saying? To get their money, whatever. But what inspired me to do this was to bring back some more authentic, like bring back some more gangster music and some, you know what I'm saying, just put it on, man, you know what I'm saying, because everything to me has been sounding like real repetitive lately, and that's just what motivated me to, you know, want to put something out original and bring it back to the old school, like, hip-hop type days and shit, man.
Already, that's what's up. And we're going to go ahead and take some callers, let the man see some questions. We got some callers on the line.
Yep, we got 757-657.
757,
you're
live. Talk to me.
What's up with
it, man?
Hello.
Talk to me.
Am I on the line?
I am?
Okay, all right. Here we go. Oh, there, this is Quantra House. I'm Killing Entertainment out of Virginia, Virginia. How y'all doing this evening?
All right.
We doing good. And yourself?
Doing pretty good. I just kind of just got on the show, so I don't know who your special guest is. Might have to catch me up a little bit. So what was going on earlier?
This is Maybach of MIC on. I got on the air right now.
Oh, okay. Maybach MIC. I did hear a song now. I guess you're like a country singer, I would assume.
No, that was Michael Ray before him.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We do straight hip hop music. The song that he'll be presenting tonight is featuring Yo Gotti, and it's called Can't You Tell.
Okay, so that's gonna be played on later on tonight. You're gonna play that.
Yes, sir. In just a few. I know you just barely tuning in. This is Cholo of MIC. We're repping Amarillo, Texas. Good to have you on. And I'm glad you're joining us. But basically, we was lacing the people down, you know, that, you know, with this song right here, it is, you know, bringing back, you know, the old school hip-hop vibe. That's what we're trying to do. You know, we do a lot of different music, but we like to do positive music as well. But, you know, we want originality. So that's what he's bringing back with this song. And it is off his new album that barely dropped called Too Thorough to Explain. And y'all can look him up, you know, as Maybach. You know, you look him up on all social media, all that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, just so you know what's going on, you know, that's where we at right now.
Okay, well, that definitely sounds pretty good. I'll definitely check that out. Well, for folks that don't know, I'll just promote what I got going on. You pretty much did everything. You pretty much answered all my questions. What I have to promote here is I host my name's Quantrell Howard. Again, for everybody that does not know, I'm the host of The Q, which is every Friday at 6 p.m. on the Blackout Radio Network. Shout out to Black Tier. Obviously, shout out to Joe Dirt, Dirty World. Obviously, you're in the lineup, so definitely shout out to you for your show. We got a big show coming up this Friday. I host a show called The Q. It airs every Friday. It's actually coming up this Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got a big 2-hour extravaganza, caller takeover live. We're taking a number of callers. We're going to have a verse of the day challenge. So, person that can take on our challenge on our verse of the day definitely will get their name on the list for verse of the year. Also, got trivia challenge as well. And also, we're also with the Blackout Radio Network, we're doing a competition called Outstar Those Bars. And that's going to be coming up here next month, and it's a big competition with all the shows. We're going to be having all the shows involved. I know Joe Dirty World's involved. I know your show's involved, Mr. Joe, and I know a lot of folks out here involved. Crush Takeover, all that, all those folks. So it's going to be a pretty big competition. So all artists and rappers, look out for that. If anybody wants to check out our show online, it's facebook.com/theq16, facebook.com/theq16. I also run a label called QLN Entertainment, and we're starting up a second competition. I just talked to a dude that I know from Amazon.com, a friend I know, and he's actually going to hook us up with a big prize for a second competition. We're going to have details this Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He told me it was a $100,000 type prize, so I was like, "Oh, okay. So this is big." So I was like, "Okay." So he gave me some details. So he gave me some details. So this is pretty serious. If you rap, if you're an artist, and you're serious about this, I need you to call into my show this Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you can get the details on how to enter that competition. It's actually something they're doing privately. So I definitely want to make sure you know.
Already, that sounds good. We'll get the information, you know what I'm saying, through Facebook and stuff. We wrote it down and stuff.
Yeah, we got you locked in. Yeah, definitely call in this Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can find out the details about that competition.
Already, well, we'll be in touch with you, no doubt. Peep this song out, you know what I'm saying, and let us know what you think.
No problem. And again, facebook.com/QLNENT is our label, QLN Entertainment. Check us out. Got a mix out, DJ Killer Crazy Chris Anime Mix. So definitely check that out if you want to check out some of our music, my label. And besides that, man, definitely tune into our show this Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Blackout Radio Network. Again, facebook.com/theq16. Also, anyone looking to submit their music, so since you told me about your music, you want to submit it to our show, email me at theclown@rockandmail.com, theclown@rockandmail.com. We take all sorts of music submissions, so definitely submit that to us if you want to get that on the show as well.
Already, we got you down.
All right, man, no problem. Well, definitely shout out to y'all. Definitely check us out.
All right, big shout out to yourself, too. Yeah. Stay grinding.
Yes, sir. Appreciate your call, man.
Yep, no problem.
Right, let's get one more call in before we get to this track.
Already.
All right. I got 346-319.
Caller.
Hello.
You there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here. What it, man? The Blue Jay. Play No Gap Productions. That's not representing what it do, fellas.
What it do, man?
What's going down with you, man?
Hey, now check this out, man. I'm going to tell you how G.O.D. work. I'm in the 806 right now, nigga. I'm in Lubbock, nigga. I just got to record with Truba Robles. That's one of the coldest Latino rappers out here in the Hub City, man. He was just out there in Hubs the other day performing. And he did a shot that I wrote about 2 weeks ago. I did two songs. You know, that's my hintay right there. Then I got over here on the east side of Fantastic on the Beach. You know, just blessed me with a track. You know, just went through the, you know, just blessed my game like that, you know, around here in 806, man. You know, so I'm finna come fuck with y'all boys, man. I'm right here. I'm right down the street, homie.
I already bet that. Hell yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing business, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're about. We throw shows at least twice a month. And, you know, we got this April 15th show coming up called Crown Me. And we got 23 artists from all over that will perform at it. The winner wins a trophy and a bottle of Apple Crown and will be headlining our next event. And we got a lot of good things, you know, for the city of Amarillo and, you know, just for the 806 and for Texas. We just putting on, bringing back that old school flavor to Texas, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. What's your page? What's your page, homie? Not to cut y'all. What's your page? What's up? Because we got the phone. I'm finna fuck with you. What's your page on Facebook?
On Facebook, you add me a, just type in Throd Baca, B-A-C-A.
Throd. V-A-C-A. Okay. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let me split this up, man, so I can let y'all go, man. You know, I'm finna fuck with y'all, homie, but we ain't got to talk all day on the phone. I'm finna get at y'all soon. We got the phone. I'm finna go friend you right quick. And then I'm finna fuck with y'all, man. check this out.
All right, man. Yeah, we in the studio as we speak, yo.
All right. So,
all right, we appreciate it. Real talk.
Let me hit a quick something. Here you go.
Go ahead,
flipping seas like I flip keys, so bitch, please stay off of these, because they're protected by G's with degrees and causing havoc, busting caps like the Maverick. Not afraid of doing time, I'm busting rhymes so elaborate that the static is being broken, breaking shit wide, dope with slanging things in Houston, Texas, pimping hoes in Oakland. So it's open season for Dickie, slipping rich hoes. Mickey's make my home in Mo City, but got connections in Philly, hey, from Texas to Philly, hey, from Texas to Philly, hey. You know, this is a little something. But yeah, man,
hey,
I'm gonna get a job
boy. Yeah, yeah, that's what's up, man.
I'm finna get on your page right now, Throd Baca. I'm finna get on your page, man. It's Mr. Blue Jay. I'm on Facebook too. Dron, D-R-O-N-N, Blue Jay Jackson, Play No Game Productions. Everybody, I'm on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we got one of the newest snappers of MIC right now. I'm gonna go ahead and let him lace y'all up with a little freestyle real quick. His name
go
is
in,
Lyric,
let
man.
Me, let me, go in. Go
pretty
in.
Quick though. Yeah.
Go in. Go in.
Yo, what's good with it, man?
What it do?
Shit, it's your boy Lyric, man. I'm gonna hit you with just a little something. I ain't gonna be long.
Call us over for a second. Go ahead.
GTP lyrically be me. Got the squad with me. Can't nobody beat we. Cocky nigga from the start. I'm a freak piece. Straight lyrics from the heart. No fake preach. Cake treat rape beats like they sweet. Make beats, switch beats like Swiss beats. Niggas not hard, rocking to that hit beat. First album be the Phantom, no diss leak. This beat real shit, let me fix please. I got the right lyrics, take the make right, sick beat.
Hey. 806 in the building, man. I'm down in the hood, man. I'm finna fuck with y'all, man.
Already, hell yeah, I am.
Already, man. I appreciate y'all being down there in my hometown.
Shout out Black Chill.
Hey.
Black Arredo, Black Chill Andrews, Mr. I am 801, Carlito stupid ass boy. Keep going in. Hey man, do what y'all do, man. I'm finna piece off the line and I'm finna hit y'all on the book, man.
Already, that's what's
appreciate
up.
Appreciate that,
yeah.
Blue Jay.
Hey,
I appreciate the look, man.
Already. Hey, Joe right. Dirt, my bad. We're taking up a lot of your time, but
let me tell y'all this real quick. Hey, y'all keep it clean, man. It's a dirty world, man. Keep it clean. It's a dirty world,
yeah,
man. Don't
blood, keep it clean in this dirty world, Blue Jay.
Don't forget, man.
Man, I'm gone, man. Y'all have a good night, man. I'm putting on y'all page, man.
Already. Hell yeah. Hey,
what you call it, man?
Real talk. Hey, Joe.
Right,
hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, before we get into this next song, let me just make these few announcements. My bad for taking up so much of y'all's time. We just, you know, putting on a little show for y'all. We having fun in the studio. You know how it is. But my newest mixtape coming out, it's dropping May 6th. Dope Like Pure Coke Volume 2. And then my brother's shit is, you know, it's already out. It's called Too Thought to Explain. And then we got my boy D-Boy Dollars. His new mixtape is dropping October 28th. We're going to have Michael White in the motherfucking house. You know what I'm saying? So y'all be ready for that. And it's called All About a Dollar. And then my partner, that one that just killed that motherfucking freestyle lyric, April 21st, his is dropping Delay the Message. And then my boy G-Main, his is dropping July 15th. It's called Lyrical Intent. And then Wiz, my boy, his is in the works. No announcement yet. He ain't even got the name yet, but it's going to be a banger, you know what I'm saying? And then big shout-out to Gospel Flow, my boy Corey Wiz, who couldn't be here right now. Big shout-out to him. He's one of the newest members, you know what I'm saying? And we appreciate all y'all tuning in. Much love. Appreciate y'all having us. And let's get into the song, baby.
Already. You heard the man. Straight into the business. We ain't even playing around here. We're going to go ahead and get into that. Can't you tell?
What is it again?
Can't you tell what Daddy O got it? Go ahead and run it, DJ.
All right.
This your boy, Yo Gotti. Gotti get money. Bitch, it ain't a secret. Hunting on the watch, I hope you fuck, nigga, peep. Some scrap, I'ma keep. Run up if you wanna bet. FN, chop a bullet, make him do a babble flip. See you hustling babble, bitch. Need to tie your grand up. Hollow head change. You need to step your shan up. Down 9 fame, $100 for Atlanta. You can follow the trail from the cushy, trying to fan up. Young nigga shit, tell them all here, they tam up. It's all about a plan, we ain't never putting the nans up. Young nigga shit, tell them all here, they tam up. It's all about a plan, we ain't never putting the nans up.
I got my hoes in you, nigga, can't you tell? I sold my hoes in you, nigga, can't you tell? I'm too thought to explain, nigga, can't you tell? Can't you tell? Can't you tell, nigga, can't you tell? I got my hoes in you, nigga, can't you tell? I sold more O's than you, nigga, can't you tell? I'm too slow to explain, nigga, can't you tell? Can't you tell? Can't you tell, nigga, can't you tell? Can't you tell, nigga, I been too thought to explain. Been through the struggle, nigga, you ain't seen a damn thing. Had choppers in my face and I ain't never bit a thing. Everybody talking about it, but I ain't hear a damn thing. Maybach, wristwatch, looking like that Heisel drop. Breaking bad, and that's in my feet for life. Gun on my sideline like, fuck it, I'll pay the price while I'm doing 25. Thug until I die. Unsanitized currency is all a player stack up. My money mold problems, I swear money make them act up. Last of a dime breed ain't nothing like us. Can't you tell by the clientele that we stack up? I got my hoes in you, nigga, can't you tell? I sell my O's in you, nigga, can't you tell? I'm too slow to explain, nigga, can't you tell? Can't you tell? Can't you tell, nigga? Can't you tell? I got more hoes than you, nigga, can't you tell? I sell more O's than you, nigga, can't you tell? I'm too slow to explain, nigga, can't you tell? Can't you tell? Can't you tell, nigga, can't you tell? Can't you tell, nigga, I been thugging till the end. All I need in this life of sin is me and my girlfriend. Hoes come and go, put my bitch down to state. Accusations got a mouth speaking unknown. Loud tape, being on the paper chasing those in different states. If you ain't fast the money, get the fuck up out the way. Cash rules everything, so direct me to the safe. They say crime don't pay, so I'm moving around that way. Still setting up shop like I was doing retro tracks. Still pulling hoes like I don't want my retros back. Never fall in love, but I'm in love with them greenbacks. I'm too thought to explain. Ask a plugger back that cuz. I got my hoes in you, nigga. Can't you tell? I sell my O's in you, nigga. Can't you tell? I'm too thought to explain. nigga. Can't you tell? I sold more O's than you, nigga. Can't you tell? I'm too slow to explain, nigga. Can't you tell? Can't you tell? Can't you tell, nigga? Can't you tell?
By Maybach featuring Yo Gotti. And you heard that first right here on the Dirty World on Blackout Radio. First time anybody ever heard it outside of them ears right there. How y'all feeling about that damn album? Hey, man, I appreciate y'all stopping in, MIC.
You already know, man. It's a pleasure, man. Hey, salute. Salute Joe Dirt,
hey,
man.
Salute.
Dirty Work, man. You know what I'm saying? Blackout Radio for having us, man. It was a pleasure.
Hell yeah. Real
hey,
talk,
man.
Already, we appreciate everything. Real talk. Stay, hey, stay 100,
okay,
bro. All
right, 100, G. All right, next, we got Rex. Rex on the line. He challenged some of them new words with that.
What's up?
Yeah, Rex. Rex, talk to me.
I'm here.
What's going on? What's going on? Tell the world about yourself, Rex.
Well, what they really need to know about me is, like, when it comes to music, man, I'm not, you know, arrogant, but I know I'm different from, the waves that you've been seeing lately. Everybody riding the same waves, and I want to let people know, I got versatility. I can sing as well, so, I mean, there's nothing I really can't do, but, I mean, I'm just, trying to get my hustle on, work this little job, so I can invest in my craft.
Already. So what pushes you to drive every day to continue your music career?
Well, the funniest thing is, my family, we set up right and stuff like that, but I never, asked for a handout. I was a person that if I can go get it by myself, I was going to do it. And, that's really what keeps me going. It's my mom. And, the situation that I'm going through with my depression and stuff like that, that's the stuff that kind of drives me and pushes me over the edge where if I don't, make this, what I wanted to make it, I'm not going to feel right, you feel me?
I can dig it. So what inspired this song I'm playing tonight?
Well, with Rex Anthem, I didn't even know what I was going to name it at first. I just listened to the beat, and usually when I listen to beats, I come up with the chorus, right there. So when I did it, I was thinking, I was like, it's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. I'm trying to get that money. That's why I'm on the go.
Okay. I can dig that. So we're going to go ahead and let some callers, if they got some questions for you, let's see what they got to say. We got a call on the line.
Yep, 616-617.
Call
me
live.
Oh, what's up, boss? This is Jake the Wolf Ackerberg from Muskegon, Michigan. I just want to let y'all know that song y'all just played, that's on point. That song's on point.
Already. I'm pretty sure they can hear you if they're still on the line. I will relay that message back to him. That was on point one time. You got a question for Rex?
What kind of outbreaking are you doing for outside of where you're at? Are you trying to outbreak to the country, or are you just in your location?
He doesn't do country. It's a different artist.
No, I mean, he kind of outbreak to his...
Oh, me?
The
me,
country.
Personally?
Yeah. No,
oh,
Rex.
Me.
Rex. No, I'm asking Rex. Is he trying to outbreak, just in his location, or is he trying to get his music throughout the whole country?
No, with my music, at first, I wanted to, take over, music from my own town, but really, I live in a small town, so as many times as I put it on my back, it's not going to make a difference. So I have to, get reached out, of Louisiana. And I've reached places in Germany. I've reached places, in Alaska and stuff like that. People listen to my music, and it's because I'm genuine. Everything I say is real. I never talk about fictitious stuff. That's just not me.
All right, that's perfect. That's what I'm looking for. Eddie, he's promoting me. He's sponsoring me. He's showing me some love. What I am, I'm a pro cage fighter out of Muskegon, Michigan. And what I'm trying to look for right now is genuine artists to come out to their music so I can bring out their music in all these fight and in all these fight events and all these places that I'm traveling to go fight at. So I'm trying to find genuine fight. I'm trying genuine music that people aren't playing the same music that everybody else is playing. I wanna hear what the artist is saying. Not what people wanna hear. I want them to speak what they want to hear, what they're speaking, and how they really live their lives, you know? So, if you or anybody want to hit me up, you can find me on Facebook, Jake Ackerberg. Ackerberg is spelled A-C-K-E-R-B-E-R-G. You can find me on Eddie's page. You can find me on a couple other Blackout Radio pages. But yeah, I definitely want to get out and get you. I want to get Rex. I want to get all these genuine artists out there and get their music out. Because through cage fighting, my fights are on TV, so your music can get heard throughout the world.
Already. Well, let the people know where they can find you real quick, because I got to get to this song, and we're going to hit it like that, brother.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. Again, hit me up on Facebook, Jake Ackerberg, J-A-K-E, Ackerberg, A-C-K-E-R-B-E-R-G. You will be able to see my fight my profile pictures, my fight pictures. So, yeah, hit me up on there, and I definitely want to hear everybody's music.
I really appreciate you tuning in, calling in to the Dirty World. We're going to get straight into that track, Rex Anthem.
Yeah, thanks for your time, good Joe. Do your thing, man. Do what you do.
Definitely,
yeah,
man.
Much love to Eddie, too, man. Thanks for always rapping for me.
All right. I appreciate you calling in.
All right. Much love.
Much love, brother. 199.
Always.
Hey, what's happening, niggas? What y'all up to? About to give y'all some of the steps, so you feel me? Yeah. Hey. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. I'm trying to get this money, that's why I'm on the go. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. I'm trying to get this money, that's why I'm on the go. Shout out to my roadmaps and King O'Dare. I'm the Fresh Prince, man, no Bel Air. Go cop Rex song, cause it's up there. In the club, Pyrex, whole crew's there. I've been hustling just trying to get my dividends. I want a new Rari, she can't have a Benz. I had sex with them bitches, they were best friends. Shout out to myself, that's my only best friend. Trying to figure out who's a real nigga though. I don't like fake, I'm a real nigga, bro. Driving fast as I mash on the gas. Bringing guns out, all my niggas gon' blast. I know my rights, like I read the Constitution. All these girls out here suffering from prostitution. If it come with them problems, I got one solution. Leave them dead in the head like a brain contusion. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. I'm trying to get this money, that's why I'm on the go. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. I'm trying to get this money, that's why I'm on the go. Chasing this money, call it paper trails. If I have sex with your baby, don't tell. You can meet me in the lobby of the hotel. I'm about to dip on these niggas, no rotel. If you wanna get the D, just call me. Now I got your nigga in the club salty. I'm not no follower, you know I'm the boss B.
shut your mouth, man, don't even talk to me. I've been doing my thing for 7 years. No Dumbo, nigga, you know I'm all ears. Passing all these cars and then I disappear. Rolling down the road, hand out the window. I play games with these hoes, no Nintendo. No relationship, just want a freaky friendo. Yeah, it's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know.
It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. I'm trying to get this money, that's why I'm on the go. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. It's your boy T-Rex, y'all already know. I'm trying to get this money, that's why I'm on the go.
Hey, that was that boy Rex with that Rex anthem. Now, Rex, you get off the line, man. Let the people know that one last time where they find you at.
All right, y'all. If y'all want to find your boy Rex, all you got to do is hit me up on Facebook. Name on Facebook is Michael Williams. You'll know because I had a green and purple backdrop. So, you know, just get at me on there. Also, get at me on SoundCloud, T-Rex. 18IFY on SoundCloud, and also you can go on my Twitter at Grunay, 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 at Grunay, and you'll find me, and the name will say Rex, it'll say R3X, and those are all three locations you can find my music.
Already, I appreciate it, Rex.
You know how you
do, catch on the flip.
For real. All
right, 100. All right, callers, we got one last interview with that man, Reed Young out of Kentucky.
What up?
What's going on, Mr. Young?
Man, doing good, man. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Reed Young, a.k.a. Dump Man, out of the 502. It's Kentucky. Come originally out of Bardstown, Kentucky, a.k.a. Beatdown. What's good with you?
Oh, man, living and loving it, living and loving it. Go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself. I know we pressed on the last 10 minutes, but go ahead and get it in.
Well, pretty much, man, you know, I'm old school, man. You know, I come from that old school. And basically, everybody y'all done listened to tonight, man, I can pretty much relate to, man, as far as the mom situation. You know, just lost mine back in September. So, you know, I can relate to that, so... Everything, everybody that was going tonight, you know, keep pushing, man. This shit was good. So keep it going. But far as me, man, just trying to pretty much hang in there and let everybody know, man, that no matter, you know, age, gender factor in this music, man, you can still do it as long as you do it the right way and do it how you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? So basically trying to keep that old school going.
Already. So what inspired the song I'm getting ready to play tonight?
Basically, like I said, just pretty much, you know, the older you get, the wiser you get, man. You don't pretty, you know, don't worry about too much that's going on out here. Worry about what you got to do and how you got to live. You know what I'm saying? So the song that y'all going to play of mine is called This Is How I Feel. I ain't worried about nothing, man. And, you know, it's pretty much like, just go do you. Don't worry about the outside. You know what I'm saying?
Already. We're going to go ahead and get a call in. Got a call on the line.
313-208.
Talk to me, you live.
They must took a restroom break.
They had to go. They couldn't hold it no more.
Man.
Got another call.
Oh, just keep going. They dropped off.
Okay. Well, we're gonna roll ahead into one more caller. Okay. Well, get the caller. They don't call back. It dropped off. What's it again?
All right.
Go ahead.
Bobby.
586-592. 586, you're live.
What's good?
What's good, what's good? Talk to me. You got a question? You got a question?
Yeah, they just
read?
Dropped out again.
Okay. Well, go ahead and tell people a little bit more about yourself, right? People keep dropping out, falling out the sky like the plane crashes.
Man. Well, like I said, it's pretty much, like I said, man, I come from a small town, Bardstown, Kentucky. It's like south of Louisville, Kentucky. So, you know, man, we got a lot of cats in my hometown that's down with their music producers and all that, you know. And I'm with Tory Lofton, St. Louis Music Production out of St. Louis. And so, you know, we pretty much got our thing going on. And, you know, it's just, because being in a small town, you know, it gets a little difficult, you know, to get that music out there. You know, especially coming from Kentucky, you know, you hear Kentucky, you know, people going to think that country, you know, whatever, but it's not really like that, bro. You know, it's a lot of flavor down here, different styles, different, you know, and we just, you know, hopefully I can get a little bit of bar sound out there on the map and let people get a sample of how it goes on down here and kind of music we do, you know. And basically me, I'm just more of a storyteller, you know. I don't come up with a lot of riffraff. What I say is what I've been through. What's real, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't do that mumble rap.
No.
Yeah, that's. I was at the barbershop today, and they talking about, that's what I said. No,
man. You know, and you know, this is coming. You know, coming up through the 2000s and this and that, man. There's a lot of that done started happening. People done veered off from that storytelling, man. But you know, I pretty much stuck with it, man. And, you know, it's starting to come back now, man. And people starting to feel it more.
Already, yeah, man. It's that storytelling and that wordplay, man, it's actually becoming more important because people getting tired of not being able to understand what little Rufus just said a while ago when he was talking about three bananas and a cat.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you can't come up with a hook and then go off with your verses on something different than the hook, you know what I mean? So, you know,
yeah.
I try to, you know, when I create songs, man, and come up with that hook, man, I try to keep my songs based on that hook, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Well, that's actually how a song's supposed to go. You know, you're not supposed to
veer
off.
That's what I thought, you know.
Yeah, you know, and every time they do, I'd be like, what are you just talking about a car? Now you're talking about a trampoline and a water balloon.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you know, basically, it's a song that you'll play for man. You'll basically hear a lot of old school flavor in it.
Okay. Well, I will let you go ahead and introduce your song then. So you had to do it from Kentucky.
Well, you know, this song y'all about to hear now, and it's called, you know, This Is How I Feel. You know, I ain't worried about nothing, you know, coming straight from me, Dump Man. Check it out.
I ain't worried about nothing. Catch me in the new thing, son. Blowing cookie, counting this money. Like a roster, sex so good, girl, you know it's gon' cost you.
Yeah.
Try one time, bet your mind get lost.
Uh-huh.
Have you on a shy run, acting out, meet me frost. You can call me Tony Tessa, girl, who's the boss? It's
yeah.
A real dumb man, not the fake Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Country twang with a Cali slang, everything pure.
Yeah.
Got me feeling so good, thinking I'll be sure. I'm so high right now, I'm tapping in the cloud. Feeling like the Keebler Elf, done gave me some laughs. Now you know I'm just tripping, I'm just in my zone. Damn, lay this shit down, dumb, bringing it home. I'm
yeah.
Just high on life, that's 100% real. You
yeah.
Can hate me all you want, that's just how I feel.
I ain't worried about nothing. Catch me in the new thing, son. Growing cookie, counting
ain't stunt. Blowing cookie, counting this money.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, that was that boy. Rio, this is how I feel. Hey, Rio. Hey, man. I know we're running out of very, very short time, so I'm going to go ahead and let you close it out, man.
Yeah, appreciate y'all listening to Blackout Radio. It's your boy Joe Dirk, man. Tune in. He up and coming. We going to get this. Y'all can catch me at Facebook at Reed Young, R-E-I-D Young. You can also catch me on IG at Collins B Me, C-O-L-L-I-N-S B Me, a.k.a. Country Boy.
Hey, you heard him. I appreciate y'all tuning in to the Dirty World on Blackout Radio with your boy Dirt. Man, y'all know it. Same time next Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? 10 p.m. Eastern. Tell them, and then we'll holler at you. Man, I appreciate you tuning in, Rick, and I appreciate all the listeners and all the callers.